Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to have along, as usual, Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher at Talkers.com. Talkers surveys the radio stations, the radio programs, the radio hosts every week to come up with the list. And this week is no different. 52 weeks a year, Michael Harrison comes up with this list. So the week of August 12th to the 16th is in our focus, stories and people, in whichever order you would like. But I'm getting, in my mind, I'm psychically getting, Michael, that you'd like to do from number 10 to number 1.
Yes, yeah, psychically, because I've done it this way for the last 20 years. Why not again?
Yes, number 10. Let's do it again.
And number 10 on our story server, we have Major League Baseball action, and we have National Football League preseason. And at number 9, we have that horrible cargo plane crash, and there have been several celebrity deaths. At number 8, we have house hacking worries. People are worried that if their houses are computerized, hackers can take over their houses. At number 7, we have the San Diego mayor scandal. At number 6, we have the Cory Booker Senate quest. He won a big primary, and he's on his way. Crime and mayhem stories, we can't even separate them out or they would take over the whole top 10. At number 5, kidnappings, shootings, all kinds of horrible, dastardly deeds.
Bad stuff, yeah.
At number 4, we have the 2016 presidential jockeying. I don't want to call it a race yet because it really isn't. But there's all this elbowing and positioning, and you can just see it's totally political with the presidential race in mind. At number 3, Wall Street jitters, and that's tied with Obamacare implementation and lots of controversy over that. People are still yakking about Obamacare. At number 2, Mideast uncertainty and unrest, and that goes across the whole board of the Middle East with lots of countries and lots of problems. And the big one comes out of that region of the world. At number 1, violence grips Egypt. Huge, huge death, destruction, violence, and chaos in Egypt. On our people survey, we have Alex Rodriguez at 10, Tom Brady at 9, Gia Alamond and Lisa Robin Kelly both at number 8, Mohamed Morsi at 7, John Kerry at 6, Joe Biden and Cory Booker at 5, Chris Christie, Rand Paul and Ted Cruz at number 4, Michelle Obama and Bill and Hillary at 3, Ayman al-Zawahiri at 2, and Barack Obama at number 1.
Find very interesting that Mrs. Obama has decided to, I guess they've actually put some of the stuff down on tracks, do a rap sort of album to promote her fitness and good eating endeavors. And so apparently either 17 tracks or 19 tracks are going to be ready for release in another month or so. And she's just there. I think part of it has been she takes or other people take her words and put them to a rap beat. But I thought that was kind of interesting and maybe even clever. It'll be interesting to see how the folks in talk radio take that apart, the ones who don't like the Obamas.
No question about it. Listen, I want to just backtrack. Number 6, Bob Filner is also there with John Kerry, the mayor of San Diego. I forgot to mention him, and I realized that...
God, yeah, I can't leave him out. Yeah.
So
there's a guy. Now, there's something. I talked to Stephen J.J. Wiseman, another part of the program. He's the legal person at Talkers.com and also does the Countdown Show. And I asked him what sort of legal ramifications there are surrounding somebody like that. Here's the mayor of a major city who's a groper. And he went back to Bill Clinton and said, hey, Clinton, you sort of got away with it. Then this guy probably can get away with it in the sense that he probably can't get thrown out of office. But you'd think that with all the bad publicity, somehow or other somebody would be able to get to this guy. But he must be so disconnected from reality, Michael, that he doesn't get... I mean, he's manhandling 78-year-old women, for God's sake.
That is the real story here, and that's why a story like this makes it nationally, because obviously, you know, San Diego news and New York City news, when you have an Anthony Weiner or any of these guys, there's only so much interest in the details of the politics and the issues. But the human interest on this goes very far, and that is the point that keeps coming up, is how are these guys so detached from reality? There's a disconnect between their grasp on reality and their actions. And it makes me worry that they have a disconnect from other kinds of reality, too, like money, like character.
Yeah.
the plight of the working people. These guys are really not qualified to be in positions of public trust. It has nothing to do with being a moralist. It has to do with are these people stable enough to be able to handle objectively issues that in which they're responsible for other people's lives and well-being.
Yep.
And I say not. I think these are very serious problems. I don't say it as a moralist because I don't like to judge people morally. That's not my place.
Yep.
But I judge them in terms of character and how solid they are, how stable they are. And that is something that I think we have to take into account when we pick our public officials.
The story this week of a prank on an Albany sports talk station, which has made a lot of people nervous. And I'm not sure, I guess I can understand on the surface why people are nervous. I don't know if you want to tell the story about...
Well, yeah, a baseball player, former Yankee great, claimed to have called the station to talk to the talk show host. They put him on the air, and they got into a discussion about the steroid issue. And he talked about the fact that he claimed that he had taken steroids and he had done all this. It turned out it wasn't the baseball player. It was just a prankster. And it caused the real guy, who's a top citizen and a great guy, clean life, retired from baseball, retired from Major League Baseball, works in a different branch of either baseball or something, I'm not sure, made him look bad. And they had to apologize, and it's embarrassing to the station. And basically, you know, how does a thing like that happen? How do you put somebody on the air that you don't know who he is to talk about, to represent himself?
Well, we don't know who anybody is. We don't know that the people who are calling it, we don't know it's Fred from Syracuse. We don't know it's Ann from Cleveland. And we don't know that it's Ralph
from Cleveland.
From...
But Ann from Cleveland is anonymous. Yeah. It doesn't matter if it's Ann from Cleveland or Mary from Cleveland. It's a person. It's not somebody who represents to be a specific individual who's in the news and who's a newsmaker. And you just got, you know, if I were hosting the show and the guy called and I was pretty sure it was him, I would say, look, you know, he called us. I can't be totally sure that this is the guy. So take what he's saying, you know, with a grain of salt. It's a problem in talk radio, but you don't know who you're talking to if, in fact, the celebrity or the newsmaker calls you. If you call them, it's different.
Right. Is that part of the way we talk often about there not being a farm club? A lot of the people that are on the air today are just not that skilled or well-trained in order to do. They may be good at something that turns them into entertainers on the radio, but they don't really know. We go back to the old discussion about Limbaugh and guys like me who came up through music radio. It did that, and so you have a sense of what really works on the radio. You've had experience, you have had time, you've had seasoning, so it's maybe a little different than some of these young Turks that come along that think they are the world's next big Rush Limbaugh or whoever,
right.
And they aren't. And
they also are under the pressure to get things on that are fabulous and fantastic and sensational and to do it quickly and to be first. So there is this terrible rush to be first in the media today, whether it's journalism or even entertainment. And the other problem that compounds what you've pointed out is that they don't have the backup. They don't have the best producers. They don't have the best people on the front line screening the calls or, you know, some way to vet that this guy is, in fact, the Yankee baseball player he claims to be.
Well, because, not only, this is really inside, but one of the headline stories, perhaps someday at talkers.com, will be the relationship of money and what we're paying the hosts now to what used to happen when we paid the hosts good money. Entertainers
perhaps
are worth good money, and the people that are on the sidelines or the backdrop, as you've suggested, producers, screeners, and stuff. A lot of these people are working for minimum wage in some of these stations, and so what are you going to get for that kind of money?
There's a degree of truth to that too. I don't want to paint everybody with a broad brush on that. Some of the best people are people working for very little money, so it's it isn't always a correlation between that. I would just like to see more people, more systems in place to provide hosts with support and with information. That goes back to why we're enthusiastic about radio stations setting up shop on newspaper websites. Newspapers at least have employees. employees.
Right, and they have people that have something to say. They know what the story is behind the story. I think that's a very clever way. Let's talk about that in a minute. We'll pause now as Michael Harrison continues here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, overviewing some of the important things you can find by reading talkers.com. The industry is thankful that talkers.com is there because they profile all of the things going on with the hosts and the stories that are coming from really inside the bowels, if you will, of this great medium.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dime bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's. Savings is in session sale Thursday through Sunday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Michael Harrison back on the countdown. Let's spend a minute talking about Talkers Radio. As something new is kind of cool. If, again, you're tuned into talkers.com, you'll probably already know this story, but Michael's going to overview what will be happening as Talkers Radio comes to the surface.
And September 10th at 12 noon, we're going to debut Talkers Radio, which will be an online radio station that will come out of talkers.com. It'll be an internet radio station. And its basic stationality, if you will, is to be a 24/7, 365 experimental theater, a lab, where we're going to try new concepts in talk radio. In other words, there's going to be no concern about ratings or, you know, building a station and a staff. It's going to be short-term engagements. Famous talk show hosts trying out new material as if they could go to the gym and work out. Unknown talk show hosts that we discover that we think should be given some exposure to the industry. New ideas. If somebody gets fired, we'll let them go on and say goodbye to their listeners in the context of a show, because quite often they're thrown out of the station. And all kinds of things that you just don't hear. And we're launching that on September 10th. We'll tell you more about it on the show as we get closer to it.
It's a good way to find some new and extraordinary people who have something to say, or people, as Michael has said, who have something to say about something that they're not particularly well known for, at least in talk radio circles. So that's coming up in September. Meanwhile, the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Our thanks to Michael Harrison, editor and publisher at Talkers.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Michael Levine is here, the creator of some very exciting PR over his career. He's a PR expert in Los Angeles. He was responsible for setting up the LCO communication office. Also, if you're a person who really wants to be close to the news, and I'm talking about news across the board, you got to check out Michael's LVN Alert, LVNEalert.com for the news of the day. It's an image. Cory Booker, who is the mayor of Newark, New Jersey at the moment, has seemingly come out of nowhere, although he's been creating an image for himself, Michael, for the last 4 or 5 years, and now he seems destined to be the next senator from New Jersey. How does a guy manage to create pretty much a completely positive image of him or herself?
Well, I think you got it exactly right. I've been watching Cory Booker on the Sunday morning shows the last, I don't know, 3-4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And every week he comes across as very genial, very likable, very reasonable, very articulate. One of the things that I think is emerging in political data understanding is that women tend not to vote for men who yell. And so therefore, one of the great appeal to people who cross over gender voting lines is people who appear very genial, very likable, and Cory Booker certainly does that.
Yeah, he sure does.
Doing it for the last couple of years. He's been setting the stage for his running for a couple of years,
yeah,
and
right.
It shows.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting. We have two mayors in the news on the Talk Countdown show this week. One of them is the mayor of Newark. The other is the mayor of San Diego.
Right. For different reasons.
Yeah, right. You talk about a different... And we've talked about this guy in San Diego. He can't recoup. He's done. You wonder why he doesn't get it, or somebody doesn't get close to him and say, "Hey, come on, you look, you're, never mind the city, you're killing yourself. What's the matter with you?"
It is an interesting phenomenon, the role of narcissism in a person's demise.
Yeah, it really is. America and Egypt.
Right.
We've had a long-standing relationship with the Egyptians. And so now it seems to be in jeopardy, even though they are the recipient of our largesse to the tune of $4 billion a year. That appears to be in jeopardy. But we still are on the outs when it comes to public opinion in the Middle East. And so now here we are looking at dabbling in one more country that really doesn't benefit us one way or another. When you really get down to brass tacks, it's pretty much more negative than positive, isn't it?
You know what I find fascinating? I just saw a poll this morning, just a few minutes before we started speaking, that shows how unbelievably angry Egyptians are at Americans right now. Furious with us. Anti-Americanism is at an all-time high. Now, I don't know, Doug, I remember 4 or 5 years ago hearing about how Barack Obama was going to reset relationships in the Muslim world.
Mm-hmm.
What happened there? He went to Cairo, he gave a speech, but it didn't seem to have any impact on America's prestige or America's likability in the world. Barack Obama was going to be a new kind of American leader, and the world was going to embrace him and love him. Really? I don't see them embracing him and loving him in Egypt. I don't see them embracing him and loving him in Syria. I don't see them embracing him and loving him in Iraq. So I haven't seen much dividend that Barack Obama was going to deliver for America in new relations in Islamic countries.
Yeah, well, we've had a hard time, the last couple of presidents especially, trying to get a decent image around the world, and you're right, it hasn't changed. We certainly haven't struck up any good positive image in the Middle East. All right, there are a couple of thoughts from a man who knows the world of public relations and images, Michael Levine from the LCO Online Levine Communication Office, PR firm in Los Angeles, and responsible for the LBN Alert Everyday News Online, LBN Alert.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Amazon.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off, free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show for the week ending Friday, August 16th. The number three item on the countdown this week has to do with the continuing discussion of Obamacare. Here's host Dom Giordano talking to Congressman Mike Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania about the move by Congress, or at least some people in Congress, to try once again to defund Obamacare.
What are you hearing? What's your stance on that? What are your thoughts?
Well, you know, it was over 3 years ago that the bill was passed. You know, that it's important we remember what the history was. It came through the Senate on Christmas Eve, mm-hmm. 2009, on a Sunday in March of 2010, the same bill was passed by the House without a single Republican vote. And it was a bill, and I was watching, I was not a member of Congress, and it really was probably that piece of legislation, the Affordable Care Act, more than anything else, that convinced me that I had to run for Congress again to try to reverse it. And so with many of my colleagues in the House, Republicans and some Democrats, believe it or not, there have been a number of pieces of legislation, bills that have come through the House to take pieces of it and reverse them or to repeal it or defund it. And I voted in the past to repeal the bill, and I will in the future because I think it's a bad bill. And by the way, the promises, you know, just to refresh the recollection of the listenership, you know, if you have a doctor you like, you can keep them. If you have a health policy you like, you'll be able to keep the policy. Your premiums will go down. They won't go up. It was not a tax. Those are the things we were mm-hmm. told. We now right. know the Supreme Court said it's constitutional because it is a tax, and our premiums are going up, and our doctors are leaving practice, and the policies that we like are starting to go away. And so most of the underpinnings, the foundational promises have turned out not to be true. So that's where we are right now. Question you have is, what do we do about it?
Yes.
You know, I got to tell you that, you know, if another repeal bill comes up, that I would support it because I believe we have to, you know, essentially repeal the bill and move on from it. I also operate in, you know, in reality. We can repeal the bill in the House. The Senate will not bring it up for repeal, and the president wouldn't sign it. And so I introduced a bill with a Philadelphia-trained physician, Joseph Heck. He represents the state of Nevada. And that bill would take the consumer protection provisions of the Affordable Care Act, which most of us like, and repeal the balance of the bill.
Okay.
And replace it with free market health care reforms like health care liability reform, like the ability to purchase insurance policies across state lines.
Let's get some talk radio caller talk back, if you will. The battle over the president's health care plan continues to be something a lot of people want to talk about. So here's a representative sampling from some of the talk radio programs we monitor here on the Countdown.
I'm recently retired, and I retired in 2011 from 30 years working for the local government. My mother fell 6 months later and fractured her neck, and I became her advocate. And if getting the information about the health care program is anything like getting Medicare, it's not available soon enough. They require you to have a computer. They assume that you have a computer or that you can use a computer. And then the people that I use, it turns out they didn't know what they're talking about, and now I'm having major issues with going through the internet and trying to get the information for the Medicare. And if it's an example of how the Obamacare stuff is going to be, there's just not enough time, and it's not readily available in a format that everybody can use.
I used to be offended by the name Obamacare until Obama said he liked it because he cares. And it's just a huge... Republicans are so afraid that just like Medicare, people will begin the program, they'll find out how great it is, and they won't want it, you know, they will want more of it, because we should have gone single payer all the way. And I sort of understand, but Obamacare is better than what we have. And if the Republicans have no option, they, you know, they want to repeal it 38 times, but they offer no substitution, no way forward. So the Republicans in my way, or in my mind, are just so out of touch with reality and have nothing for us.
My big concern is that everybody's against it, and it's not even in effect yet. Parts of it are, but not all of it. And I think what's going to happen over time is it's going to change a little bit and stuff, but we don't know the full impact of it yet, so how can people condemn it? Not only that, I'm a retired nurse, and I can tell you one thing, that these doctors are not going to like taking a cut in anything. They were against Medicare. They were against everything that the elderly or the government tries to do, because they want to make their money.
Up next, we move to another one of the most talked about items this week on the Countdown, Egypt. So, if you stick around for a few moments, you'll get the update, you'll get the latest on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
If you could have a bright smile, a white smile in 5 minutes, wouldn't you want to do it? Of course you would. The good news is Power Swabs, the teeth whitening system that I use, is clinically proven, plus proven by me, to whiten your teeth in 5 minutes. The secret is a tooth detergent from coconut oil developed by a dentist that lifts the stains off of your teeth. In fact, Power Swabs whitens your teeth on an average of 2 shades in 5 minutes, 6 shades in 7 days. It's very easy. No messy strips, no trays. You don't have to leave horrible people stuff in your mouth for an hour. All you have to do is call 800-865-7602 to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. Your family, your friends, your coworkers will notice right away you've got a new smile. Get rid of the yellow. Get rid of the ugliness. Call this number now to try Power Swabs risk-free. 800-865-7602. That's 800-865-7602.
Musicians, August is Guitar Center's 49th birthday, and we're celebrating with special anniversary deals. Now through Sunday, score huge savings on anniversary bundles and instant rebates throughout the store. Like buy any new Dean electric guitar, $299 or more, get a dive bag practice amp free. Get a pair of Harbinger PA speakers with stands. Bundle price to save $150, just $329. $20 instant rebates on AKG stereo headphones, just $29. Plus get special financing. Guitar Center's 49th anniversary. Don't miss it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling. Humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Talk Radio in Review. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a program on the air every week. Three big hours. Doug Steffen here, happy to host, putting the numbers together, the ideas together, subject matter. And Egypt is at number 2 this week on the countdown. What's going on over there? All the people who have been killed, hundreds and hundreds of people have been killed. Talk host John Hines with analyst Raghi Assad. They talk about the president, our president's comments on the violence going on, continuing, in fact, in Egypt.
You had a chance to hear the president's comments. I didn't hear in there anywhere, and I think a lot of Americans are wondering about this, whether or not they will stop or cease that $1.5 billion in annual aid, which would be mandated in the wake of a military coup.
No, he did not say that. He did not. Actually, the only thing he said is that they will suspend the military exercises that were planned between Egypt and the U.S. In the next 2 months. But he didn't say anything about the military aid. I think he wants to keep talking to the Egyptian authorities and make sure that the U.S. still has influence with them.
You know, he did, I think he started out by talking about a decades-long relationship with Egypt, and his, Egypt being a sort of a cornerstone in the Middle East. I thought it was interesting when he said, you know, he acknowledged that they were free and democratic elections that put Mohamed Morsi in power, but then he claimed that that government was not inclusive and was actually exclusive.
That's right. I think what happened is that the Muslim Brotherhood, which is the party that President Morsi comes from, has used the elections to come to power, and then once they came to power, they decided to basically monopolize the political sphere and exclude everybody else from it. And in November, he declared himself above the courts and above any court rulings so that he could push through a constitution that was not a consensus document, and that's what got people very angry against him.
Do you think that, you know, this idea on your thoughts being, you know, familiar and educated in this whole region, the idea of the military removing him from power was the proper way to go?
Well, the problem is that you have to look at this in context. The military removed him after 13 million people came out in the streets in protest against him, and after 22 million people signed a petition to get him removed. So the military acted very late in the game as a way of preventing further bloodshed as these very large crowds demanded his removal.
The president also said that it's up for Egypt to determine, you know, that the U.S. is not going to, you know, be involved in determining the direction or the next step. How will this come about? Well, do you think they can, you know, sort of realign and redo these elections? And wouldn't those who support, because it seems they seem very visible, I don't know if they're the minority or not, but those who support the Muslim Brotherhood, that they would just, you know, once again, yeah, help to steer that election?
The only problem is the Muslim Brotherhood, you know, claim that they have peaceful protests, but in fact, just as these protests were being removed, they all over the country, violence broke out with attacks against churches, attacks against police stations, using mortars, using hand grenades, using rocket-propelled grenades. So these were very well-coordinated attacks by the Brotherhood to basically give a backlash against these protests being removed. So these are not peaceful protesters. These are very well-armed, very well-organized groups that are, in fact, trying to create a state of civil war in Egypt, and that's what the Egyptian military is trying to prevent right now.
From our Countdown affiliate in Greenville, South Carolina, WORD, host Bob McLean talks about the protests and violence in Egypt and which side he thinks we ought to be on.
It appears that you've got a choice at this point between a flawed hybrid democracy or some kind of Sunni Muslim version of Iran. And apparently the White House, after sending McCain and Gramsci over to Egypt to plead with the military, the people behind the coup that ousted President Morsi, to plead for leniency for the Muslim Brotherhood, in full outrage mode, John Kerry making a big speech about it, and the president making remarks about it. Insisting that the Muslim Brotherhood has a right to peaceful protest, which apparently means it's perfectly okay to have a peaceful protest with AK-47s, killing policemen, kidnapping and torturing your opponents, burning down Christian churches and turning mosques into prisons, and all that. That kind of peaceful demonstration should be tolerated by the military. Look, my own personal opinion on what should be done there, I'd be perfectly happy if we no longer sent $1 billion a year to Egypt and let them sort it out. I mean, many nations have gone through bloody revolutions, upheavals, before a legitimate, so-called legitimate government has been established. Why do we constantly feel like we have to be involved as kingmakers in every two-bit kind of revolution that's going on all over the world? You know, we're officially, what, $16.6 trillion in debt? It really? According to economists who talk about the real numbers, we're somewhere between 70 and probably $120 trillion in debt. And we're sending $1 billion a year to Egypt.
Now some more talk radio caller reaction to all these protests, all the violence, the essence of what's going on in Egypt from the point of view of the people sort of standing on the outside looking in.
This government, this military, we need to start minding our business. We have enough to take care of here in Oklahoma especially, but this country as a whole, for an example. We have all kinds of things crossing the southern border. Why are we going 7,000 miles away to get into somebody else's business? People are dying in this country in massive numbers, greater than what's going on in Egypt. But let me say something about what we are supposed to be giving aid to Egypt. That's just a transference of money. The military, the money that we're sending, it's not going over there. It's coming back here to the military contractors who send military materials back to Egypt. That's not money to Egypt. And we need to start taking care of our cities, especially our inner cities, are worse than what's going on in Cairo, Egypt.
The Egyptian government is doing what the American government should be doing, and that is killing terrorists en masse. The two most hated people in Egypt are not George Bush and Benjamin Netanyahu. It is President Obama and Ambassador Patterson. When the Egyptian people were protesting the Morsi government, Patterson asked the Christian leaders not to take part in the protest, and she was bluntly told to shut up and mind her own business. Obama backs terrorists.
The New York Times is a good barometer of not what to think. They said we should cut off military aid to Egypt. I think that's utterly ridiculous. That's going to undermine. I mean, one of the biggest problems in Egypt was that the economy was going shambles under the Muslim Brotherhood. And now we want to cut off all aid? Yes, the military is not a democracy. We're not talking about the United States of America. Egypt is not a democracy. Muslim Brotherhood or not. So, so cutting off aid would be the worst possible thing to do.
Up next, we check in with Stephen J.J. Wiseman here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Please don't move a muscle. We'll continue with the info and the conversation right after this.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th. A weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's the official attorney on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and also with Talkers.com. You can see his articles published all the time in there, an intelligent overviewing of what's going on from a legal perspective, and that's why we have him on the countdown every week, to take two or three or four of the items that are on the story list. And this is the week of August 12th to the 16th. So the San Diego mayor scandal gets deeper and deeper and deeper. So this guy, they changed the one legally. Until this guy is recalled, how does the city council in San Diego change the locks to the mayor's office, which is what they've done?
You know, it's really unquestionable legal grounds. I mean, there is no there seems to be little doubt. You know, we'll give our give them the benefit of the doubt here. But the bottom line is, this is a guy who has a serious problem and has admitted that he has a serious problem when it comes to relationships, we'll say, and sexual harassment. However, one could argue from his position, we've had presidents who shall remain Clinton, who had similar issues and managed to stay in office. So, yeah, it is questionable whether they have the the grounds to take the kind of action against him until they have a recall or at least him to have his day in court, although his defenses are almost laughable. I heard that one of his defenses was he couldn't be held responsible because he hadn't taken a sexual harassment or sexual sensitivity course, because otherwise who would know that grabbing portions of people's anatomy is something that's not to be done, but it's fun to watch.
Yeah. All right. The U.S. Airways American Airlines merger and the subsequent, well, what everybody thought was a slam dunk. Apparently, nobody in the legal department at either airline or the stockholders or whoever it is that's in line to benefit from this merger thought of connecting with the Justice Department very much. They thought it would be a rubber stamp. So the Justice Department says, not so fast, fellas. And I think there are a lot of people who think this may not happen at all. And if it does happen, it will be on a lot different ground or in different terms than has been proposed. What? How does this legally, how does the government of the United States have the power? I mean, we know that they do, the Justice Department does, but how does that work, Steve?
Well, you know, it's actually, our system is not a free market. What we do have are some limitations to keep it a free market. And the idea behind that is the antitrust laws, where you have a monopoly that controls an industry or a few companies that control an industry. They then, in turn, poison a free market. They can charge what they want. They can give this kind of services or lack thereof that they want. And so we do have and have had antitrust laws going back to the days of Rockefeller and Standard Oil. What's interesting in this one is you couldn't have been more accurate. The airlines have been allowed to merge, and we've had a tremendous amount of these occurring, and they've been going right through. So these carriers felt, yeah, no problem, we're going to get it too. However, they're probably not. Or, as you said, they're probably going to have important, huge restrictions put upon them because stupidity is often forever. And apparently the Justice Department unearthed memos, and one of them is, once we get this merger in place, we're going to be able to jack up the prices very, very high. Well, one of the grounds for not allowing any kind of a merger is when it is anti-consumer. And there can't be anything more anti-consumer than, we're going to give you no better service, but we're going to jack the price up. So this merger is in real trouble. And you're right. They took for granted, and when they assume you make an ass out of you and me, and they're going to have some trouble with the Justice Department.
Well, the guy who runs U.S. Airways, who was the heir apparent, the things that not only you're unearthing or he've discovered, other things, they try to give the guy who's just going to stay as the CEO, who had run American for the last couple of years, an $11 million settlement. The judge in the case didn't like that. And then there was they said, well, we only have 9 routes that are duplicative.
Yeah.
Oh, really? When they check around, they found 1,600 pieces of conflict that, again, would make a mess, a shambles of all this. And that's typical for the guy that runs U.S. Airways. That's why I think they've uncovered him and his foolishness, and this thing's going nowhere. American's going to stand on its own. U.S. Airways, I bet, will go away. That's
yeah, I think
on.
You're right. American is strong, and you're also right. The kinds of figures they got were given to the Justice Department, particularly about overlapping routes, were extremely misleading, and because of that, I wouldn't be surprised if there's even a bit more investigation of U.S. Air.
Stephen J.J. Wiseman, legal ramifications of some of the top stories being discussed on talk radio at talkers.com. Thanks, Stephen, for being here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Young longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.